My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Confessions brought to you every day by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. It's the real deal, man.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. By the way, our new co-host, which starts on Monday, he's a whiskey guy.
Oh, okay. Who's the new co-host?
Well, we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
Gotta wait till Monday.
Monday, 10 a.m. The big reveal, as the big voice guy says. All right, let's get to confessions.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
This makes me feel old, which, okay, I get it. I think it'll make you feel old. Not Chris Santiago. That dude graduated in 2021 from college. But that's how it came up. So I was kind of laughing in the family text. I said, I found out a little more about Chris Santiago. One thing, I said, he graduated from college in 2021. 2021.
I was washed up then, man. 2021. I wasn't even in my heyday, man. I was clearly washed up, retired in 2021, man.
2021, he graduated from college?
It took a little while, but hey, I graduated. So
he graduated when Jack Easterby was here. He graduated college when Easterby was here,
man.
So I kind of having some fun with it when the family text, because my kids are your age and 33, I think, and 30, yeah. No, 32 and 30.
It's around my age range.
Yeah,
we all would have been in high school together.
Yeah. So I said, he graduated in 2021. Can you believe that? And my wife texted this text. So are you familiar with, well, let me tell you the story first of all. There's a teacher that she's working that works for her, and my wife went up to her and said, "Hey, I hear you're a canvas expert. Can you help me with this project, this art project?" And the teacher says, "No, I think you mean Canva." So Canva, it's kind of like it's an app, right? It's
Well, it's an app website.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of I would say a cheaper and easier version of Photoshop.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was one that made her feel old. She goes, oh, like it was an art project, canvas? No, yeah. I think you mean Canva. So then there's another message in the family text that says somebody that my son-in-law hired told him with a straight face. Because he said, "Can you mail this?"
Oh, man.
Told him with a straight face, "I have never addressed or sent anything in the mail."
What?
How is that possible? I guess it's possible.
I guess.
Gen Z, man.
I guess so. You mailed anything?
Not in like years, but I know how to. But it's just like, just Google, yo.
Never addressed or sent anything in the mail.
Yeah.
Do you feel old?
Yes, I feel old. I 100% feel old.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's wild how all the stuff we used to do. It's funny because I had an aunt who who called me like 2 weeks ago mm-hmm. for the first time. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she still had the same house landline number that I remember back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was an easy 271-4227.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just an easy number. I'm like, you still got this phone? And she was telling me like everything she did. She like, I don't know nothing about these high tech phones and apps and all that stuff. She was just so old school. And she go to church and all that stuff too.
Yeah.
And she like, yeah, they be talking about pay your tithes with PayPal and Cash App. I just put my little old money in the envelope and keep it moving. I'm like, dang, you ain't got it like that no more,
there
man.
There are adults working that have never addressed or sent anything in the mail.
That's really wild, man. I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I came across this tweet from talking about Dana White, mm-hmm. UFC president Dana White, and how he completely changed his life in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So they said he did an 86-hour water fast that claims he can lower his chances of getting cancer, Alzheimer's, and heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a before and after picture of him. You know, he was kind of cut up already.
Yeah, but he was just an old guy body.
Yeah, he got
a healthy old guy.
Yeah,
body.
He got a, like, he looked built. He mm-hmm. got a, you could tell he worked out. He got a six pack and all that.
Yeah.
But then the other picture is like him totally cut up, like yeah. he ready to wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta confess, man, I've been waiting on the community notes to hit this tweet for a minute now.
Yeah.
To say, hey, this ain't true. Because I don't believe this, man. So he changed his life in 3 days off of an 86-hour water fast.
No, that's Photoshop.
I refuse to believe
that. I don't either. I saw it.
See the
like his abs look like freaking, I don't know, like a professional athlete, like I don't know, Noah Lyles, you know, like.
I'm just waiting on the community notes to say, nah, this ain't real.
Yeah,
I don't believe this, man. I'm calling cap on this, man.
Yeah, I totally agree. Oh, you may see it tomorrow.
Okay.
Speaking of which, cap or no cap tomorrow.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So remember when I told you the story about our vacation last year? And we went again this year to Canyon Lake. We go as a family. And I floated the river. And I did the rapids. And I had an absolute blast. And I did the hour and a half, whatever it was, float down the river, did the rapids, you know, drank my beer, had a good time. And then I walked out and I said, that's it. I'm retired. I'm retired from the river float. I've done it my whole life. I used to cut school, going to Guadalupe or the Comal. And just, I know you've done some of this, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a blast.
It's so much fun, especially in St. Marcus.
And some of with the river low, the rapids were like really beat you up, mm-hmm. and it's a blast. And so last year I said, I retire.
How about this? How about you unretire and I'll take you to a good spot in St. Marcus where you don't even, you're on the river, but you don't have to float it. You could just bring like a beach chair and just set it down and just drink.
But I'd rather float.
I promise you that spot is such a good spot. I found it during
COVID. Are you in the water? Can you be in the water?
Yeah, you're in the water. You can sit down on the water and you don't have to float. You can just chill.
But from the tubes and the rapids and the hard floating, I retired last year, okay? Mm. So here's my confession.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Another thing that I really, really love, like really love, is, and I have my whole life from a youngster all the way through, is roller coasters. I ain't riding this roller coaster.
I seen that. I seen that. I was actually going to bring that up as a confession too. I could piggyback off of your confession.
I might have retired from roller coasters. This is called the Black Hole, and it's in Italy. And are you seeing this, Chris?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
Nope.
Dude, I was a roller coaster guy.
I am. Like, I was.
I would hop on anything. I don't care. Pause. I would hop on anything. Yeah. But man, when I seen that, I'm like, man, the game ain't in me no more, man.
That's right.
Like, it ain't in me no more. I can't do that, man. Yeah. I get a little sick looking out these windows. We on the 19th floor.
Yeah.
And I get a little sick just getting close to the window.
Yeah.
I can't do the roller coasters.
I'm telling you, I loved them. Just like River Rat, I would go, like I said, I cut class, man. I'd go all the time. But yeah, I'm retiring from that roller coaster.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, remind me to never even consider trading or signing a receiver from Pittsburgh. I think they need to do a deep dive on all the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers receivers during the Mike Tomlin era.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually wild how many receivers they had, and once they went elsewhere, they just
nothing.
They just vanished, or they just went crazy, man.
Yeah.
You got Antonio Brown, and we see how he was in Pittsburgh, and then how that eventually ended.
Yeah.
Just random ass names like Mike Wallace. It's like, oh, this dude was a beast.
Oh, he was so good.
Yeah. And then it's like when they leave Pittsburgh, it's just they're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Juju Smith-Schuster. That guy was good. I know he won a Super Bowl, but
yeah.
That guy ain't been the same since he left.
I mean, imagine going and playing with Mahomes and you're not good at all.
Yeah. Like,
that just shows.
Yeah, he just got cut by the Patriots too. Mm-hmm. But you got Deontay Johnson,
mm-hmm.
Chase
None
Claypool.
Of those guys. None of them.
All of these guys just went nuts, man. Martavius Bryant, I think he just got signed after being out the league for a little bit.
Yeah.
I need to see this documentary. They should be making a documentary.
How they do it.
Yeah.
Like the Astros with pitchers.
Yeah. I even throw in Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. It's just saying like they get the best of these guys,
mm-hmm.
and they play good in Pittsburgh. And once they leave, they just go crazy, man.
Yeah.
They really need to make a documentary about this, man.
Yeah,
I would be so intrigued, but I would never trade for a wide receiver or a running back from Pittsburgh, man.
I'm with you.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I've changed my mind on the whole Jordan Chiles thing. So I'm sure a lot of people, if not everyone, is familiar. Jordan Chiles won the bronze medal fair and square. Had the higher score, according to the judges, had the higher score. But if she was 4 seconds late in pointing out the judge's own mistake, that's key. Like she pointed out, hey, no, the difficulty level, her coaches did, the difficulty level was this. And I've been saying for the last couple of days, you know what? It stinks. I guess I'd give the medal back. I would not. I would not give the medal back because the IOC is saying, they're not even going to hear the appeal. They're not even going to recognize that their own mistake is the reason she, as we like to see on bumper stickers all over Houston, come and take it. Come and take it. You want this medal? Come and take it.
That's the issue I had with it, man. It's these judges that don't want to admit they were wrong.
Yes.
Sometimes you make bad calls. You see it with referees a lot, mm-hmm. officials a lot. Whenever they make a bad call within the game, you know, you can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And later after the game, they say, hey, we actually messed up on this call.
Yeah.
But they don't take back the game or they don't try to change the outcome of the game.
Yes.
You just got to move on, man. Like, I don't know why they doing this. They making it more difficult than what it is, man. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, I'm sure everybody just want to move on.
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
I just don't get it. That's just them being, they don't want to admit they look bad doing this.
You got another one?
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got to confess, I've been enjoying my last 2 weeks doing the show, man.
Hell
doing
yeah.
a show like this.
Hell yeah.
Little backstory. I never wanted to be a host for a sports talk station, but I'm kind of leaning more into it now, man. I can see myself doing this a little bit more. I don't know if I could do this full time because, dog, I'm running out of takes at this point. Nah. But, look, recently they did the Texas Hall of Fame and some Houston sports legends got in.
Yeah.
And that kind of made me think, like, dang, man, I want to get to a point where I could be considered
a
Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
You could,
man.
Anyway, no matter whether you're behind the glass or in front of the glass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I just want to say, too, salute to those Houston sports legends, man, getting in the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved. Shout out to somebody I look up to personally. She's not in the sports part, but she's in radio part, Terry Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just cool to know people that's in the business like that. And get to a point in their career where they're considered Hall of Famers in their field.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be there one day. And look, man, I
look at you putting me in the Hall of Fame.
hopefully I'll be there one day, man. Yeah. It's a cool feeling, man, just being at the Hall of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, seeing Andre there and seeing how happy people are when they get in.
Yeah.
And I want to experience that one day, man.
Hell yeah, you should.
I know I got some years to make up, but I hope I get there, man.
I think you will. And I'll be there to cheer you on. All right. Let's get to Texans practice. Sean Pendergast is going to be joining us. We're going to hear from Bobby Slowick. By the way, a couple of texters. One of them says, I'm 34. I've never sent anything in the mail. The hell is going on in this world?
Man.
What the hell?
34? What was you doing? I know your mama was probably doing it or something,
what
man.
What are you doing?
My mother used to send me to the store, to the mailbox.
Yes.
The mail or something. Man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.